There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Got Sonal in studio with us. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Tom.
And we've also got Shruti with us here this morning in studio as we tackle all things coupons. Good morning to you.
Morning.
Thanks very much indeed to you both for being with us here this morning. So let's try and get our head around coupons if we can. Let's get the science of coupons. And I've always thought that this was something fairly new or something that we'd been brought into the equation fairly recently. But that's anything but the case. Back in 1887, Coca-Cola distributed the first ever coupon. Recipients could redeem one free glass of Coke at any dispensary. Coke, which was introduced a year earlier, benefited from this marketing strategy as it encouraged both consumer and vendor adoption. Families would visit their local pharmacies to get their free Coke and give it a try. In turn, pharmacy owners would tap Coca-Cola to replenish their supply as demand grew. Between the 1890s and the 1910s, an estimated 1 in 9 Americans had received a free Coke for a total of 8,500,000 free drinks. By 1895, Coca-Cola was being served in every state. Coke had solidified its brand as a household name. Today, Coke is the world's best-selling carbonated beverage thanks to more than a century of clever marketing strategies, including coupons, deals, and markdowns. So, does that mean that it's Coca-Cola's fault, the whole coupon deal? If we can trace it back to them, others have looked at this marketing tool and gone, yeah, we can do the same.
Yes, exactly. It is Coca-Cola to blame for this 2-for-1, buy one, get one free, people going crazy deals.
This was always going to happen. I mean, whether Coca-Cola did it or not, this was bound to happen. Just marketing partnerships happening, promotions that are using the psychology of getting a freebie, whether or not you're actually getting that much of a deal.
2012, so let's fast forward to, 6 years ago, coupons.com commissioned a study led by Dr. Paul J. Zak, professor of neuroeconomics at Claremont Graduate University, to learn how coupons impact people's happiness, their health, and their stress. So just moving on exactly from what Sonal was saying there about the impact they have on our lives. Together, they discovered that coupon recipients who got a $10 voucher experienced a 38% rise in oxytocin levels and were 11% happier than those who did not receive a coupon. Furthermore, their respiration rates dropped 32%, heart rates decreased by 5%, sweat levels were reportedly 20 times lower than their peers. Consequently, they felt more relaxed and less stressed. So the equation therein is, if we're getting a deal, if we feel like we're getting a deal, it's better for our health.
Yeah, does it even matter if you're getting a deal or not, if it actually makes you feel that way? I mean, who hasn't had this experience? I know I have, where, you know, you use a coupon for something that's 500 dirhams, you get half off, paying 200. It feels so good. You feel like you're getting such a deal.
I don't understand this concept, right? Because if you say something was 500 dirhams and you're paying 250, you're not saving 250, you're spending 250.
Yeah, but what if it's something you would have wanted anyways, you would have spent that much money on? Regardless.
I don't know. I just feel like sometimes they drive up the price and then say, oh, half off. And it's not really half off. It's just they've driven up the price and it's the original price, just half off.
Exactly. Well, therein lies the argument for a number of those in the hospitality industry here. For example, we are a city, we're a country that uses or reliant on coupons a lot for going out, because we know that eating out, staycationing, that traveling can be expensive. So how do we justify that to ourselves? And I think that's part and parcel of this, isn't it? Is the mental justification process. We don't actually look at the price. We just look at the saving that we are making. So we don't question the fact that we're spending $25 on a burger. We just think, oh, we're getting two burgers for $25, as opposed to, well, hang on, they're charging $25 for a burger. That's a bit over the odds. Hospitality, a lot of those that I've spoken to, I don't know if anyone's going to come on air and talk about this, but if you'd like to, then feel free. And this is not just a go at those that do for 2-for-1s, that those that do coupons here. We want to hear from both sides of the argument here. But a lot of the those in hospitality that I have heard from in the past have suggested that that's what's driving the costs up at the moment, because so many of us are reliant on the coupon. So many people are coming in to redeem them. They've got to make their markup somewhere along the line. And the person that is losing out is the consumer, because food costs are high.
Well, here's the way I see it. I agree with you. It's definitely driving up costs. But is it driving up costs by, let's say you're saving 50%, is it actually driving it up 50%? I feel like it's driving it up, but you're still getting a slightly reduced price to what you would at full price before coupons.
Are you a coupon? Do you use coupons or not?
I do. Yes, I do. I'm going to come out proudly and say it.
But is there a science to using them as well or not? I mean, is there a way to get the most out of coupons?
Yeah, I mean, I think you do obviously have to think about how much am I you have to keep in mind how much am I paying, coupon or not. So have a look at the final price that you're putting down. But can I just say also the looks of disgust that I got when I admitted to that in the studio?
No, not at all. But it's interesting. It's interesting because that's something we're going to talk about a little later on. And I've been speaking to people in the last 24 hours about this. And, you know, people readily admitting that, you know, they used to get eyeballs rolled at them. They used to get looks of disdain from waiters, from hoteliers, from any, you know, if you turn up with a coupon, you suddenly get judged by the serving staff, by the management there, because it's like, oh, here we go. Here's another freeloader. Here's another legger that wants to try and get, you know, something for free. And does that come with the territory or not?
Well, that doesn't make any sense to me, because it is the F&B outlets, the hotels, that are actually promoting that as a marketing opportunity. So for them to see it as anything other than a marketing opportunity and sort of a new client, new customer in the door that they're looking to convert into a permanent customer, I mean, I don't see why they would look at you with judgment for that, for taking advantage of that opportunity.
But would you go back to a place if it didn't have a deal? Say you go to a restaurant, you have a 2-for-1, you enjoy the meal, and you're like, yeah, it was okay. But if you had to go pay full price, would you go back?
It's harder psychologically, because in your mind, that meal or that stay is worth a certain amount that you paid previously. So to pay more all of a sudden is psychologically hard, is a bit of a challenge. But I would still do it if it was amazing.
It is going without saying that regardless of which side of the argument you are on here, consumers are using more coupons than ever before. Summer is, as we well know, is usually the most popular time to travel. That's why you've probably seen some amazing deals out there on getaways, on sites that use coupons, that use 2-for-1s, that use deals to try and entice you into it. So, I mean, is that something? Let's make another differentiation. You know, there's one thing going in for a burger and a Coca-Cola and getting one for free. But would you go as far as to taking a deal for a holiday? Or are you therefore just expecting to get a budget approach to it because you're looking at a coupon or a deal for going away? Is there a limit that you would go to, or are the opportunities endless? Is coupon culture out there benefiting us at the moment? Is it something, as Sonal was saying, which was always going to happen? It's something that we need to accept? Or is it actually driving prices up? Are there occasions when you can end up actually spending more, not less? We look at the attitudes towards using coupons and the deals that could be had out there. Shoppers now as well. Now, I'm not just talking about consumers and food and beverage, but shoppers now practically demand deals. They still find delight and joy in receiving importing is exclusive offer. Often a cause for celebration is an unexpected coupon from a favoured brand that rarely dulls out discounts. Sometimes the welcome surprise of a promotional sale in a customer's inbox is enough to spark an excited shopping spree. Online marketing, online shopping, e-shopping and e-commerce, is this fundamentally driven by that goodwill behavior and that good feeling that we get from using coupons and getting a deal? And is that why we're seeing extraordinary growth and success in that particular sector? We're talking coupons, we're talking 2-for-1s, we are talking buy ones, get one frees as well. The good, the bad, and the not so good and bad. Are they an essential part of our lives today? Do you live by them, or are they having a negative impact on certain industries and sectors and pushing prices up elsewhere? We've got Sonal in the studio. She's working through a few of the comments that are coming through to us at the moment. What's the sort of what's the meter of what people are saying thus far?
Well, CK has gotten in touch to say, are you saying that you don't use Entertainer? I do at fine dining restaurants and never get any grief. Maria has also said, prices are so high here. I use buy one, get one free coupons as much as I can to manage my costs for going out. Absolutely love them.
Good news is as well, we've got Zach back. He's back in the studio with us as well, which is great news. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
Nice to have you back.
Great to
be back. You've been in a bit of a tour around the building. You've seen everyone. You've sort of touched base. You've become a familiar face as well.
Yep.
So nice for you to migrate back to Dubai Eye to share your thought. Are you a coupon king? Do you love your coupons? Do you use these 2-for-1 deals? Do you look out for them?
I really should. I keep getting the notifications and emails, and they look like good deals, although I never tried them.
Let's go now, though, to the lines. We're going to talk to Courtney. Now, Courtney is an American expat who shares her unique culinary and hospitality experiences from the UAE and beyond on A2Zatar.com. Courtney Brandt joins us live on the line. Morning, Courtney.
Good morning to you from London.
Thank you very much indeed for joining us. It must be nice and early out there, so really appreciate you taking the time to speak to us this early.
No problem.
I do want to get your thoughts on the coupon industry that exists at the moment. It's interesting that you're in London, where I know for a fact that they've tried to drive the coupon industry there in years gone by. Having spent time in London, spent time here in the UAE, spent time in Dubai, I find, and maybe you agree or disagree, that the coupon culture here seems to be much more invested, much more ingrained than it is in other parts of the world.
I would definitely agree with that. And I think, you know, when we were talking about this topic, I realized I've lived in the UAE for 11 years. And what I remember is kind of thinking back that the entertainer, the other guides that are out there, it's an opportunity for somebody who's new to the city to test something out because, you know, we're spending money, things are more expensive. And when you're new to town, you don't know where to go, and you kind of want to try everything. So I just remember kind of thinking back, I still use them today, but that it's an opportunity to try somewhere new, and it's a way to do it that's maybe a little easier on the pocketbook.
We are hearing grumbles from certain parts of the hospitality industry that coupons, as much as so many people love them, as such as so many people have been reliant on them, is also driving costs up. Do you see that as a concern?
I don't really. You know, I think I find myself using the BOGO, as it were, as we call it, when I go to brunch, because brunch is maybe more expensive kind of outing, and especially if you're going in a big group, not everybody's coming from different price points. It's not the key indicator, it's not the only thing I look at, but when you are kind of getting together with people who are, you know, working different things and earning different salaries, I find that it's kind of an equalizer. But I haven't seen it had too big an impact, on prices going up or down one way or another.
In terms of the science of using coupons as well, is there a method to the madness as well? Are there times that you get a better deal out of it than others? Is that something you've found in the past?
It is and it isn't. I think I'm lucky to be in a household where I love food so much that to me it's kind of a priority. So I see that some people, you know, food isn't a priority for them. And so it's, you know, you kind of have to look at it, I guess, on a case-by-case basis. But I do like that there are different, you know, in the years, especially in a decade, the entertainers expanded from the beginning, which was, you know, kind of maybe more casual dining, and they've expanded into fine dining, and I found that to be, really valuable.
Courtney, we've also been talking about judgment. Do you ever feel like people look at coupon users in a certain way, that it's looked down upon at all?
I can remember when the entertainer, going back again with paper, and I did feel embarrassment going in and having my little paper coupon and kind of like, you know, trying to, like, how do I get rid of this, you know, in a different way. But now I think that the market has evolved and almost everybody uses it. We use it at the spa. We use it in fine dining. We use it, you know, at a water park or an amusement park. So I think it has become much more accepted in our culture.
Do you think it's something, I mean, we've spoken sort of exclusively about using coupons for food and for food and beverage experiences. Would you be a household as well that looks to get deals from coupons in other industries and other, would you get, if there was a coupon for a flight or a holiday, is it something you'd look at?
It is, and in the past, a certain airline was offering a very good deal, a buy one, get one business class, which is just almost unheard of. And I will tell you, we definitely made use of that. We bought at least three flights. It was a huge incentive to take that airline.
And in terms of, again, the sort of the future, and as you say, I mean, from what you see from your position and looking out from the blog that you put out there as well, is this something that's here to stay? Is there something that we will just have to deal with in the weeks, the months, and the years ahead? Or do you see a point where hotels, restaurants, coupon offerers will clash more?
Ooh, that is a very good question. I think certain... So. How about this? There are certain restaurants where I understand what I'm going in for. There's Hoseki, which is over at the Bulgari, and their price point's very high. They're never going to go on sale, and that's because their products, you know, are like flown in from Japan. So I accept that I'm always going to have to kind of maybe pay a premium there. Looking ahead, with Dubai being one of the most competitive markets, especially in F&B, I think to be competitive, to get people in, because if you think about it, that first time, whether it's a coupon or whatever brings you into a venue, it's an opportunity for that restaurant to show you what they do well and to then have you come back. So it's that second and third, those repeat visits. You know, it's however you get them in the door, it's important, but then how do you get visitors and diners to come back?
Courtney, lovely to chat with you this morning. Really appreciate your time and joining us nice and early from London this morning as well. Enjoy the lovely London weather at the moment. Courtney Brandt there from A to Zatar, joining us live on the line. So Courtney has a culinary and hospitality blog that she updates on A2Zatar.com. If you want to find out more about those opinions, get yourself on there. Are you somebody who sees that there are problems and there could be further problems ahead for all those that use coupons or are reliant on them?
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.